Well, you were one of the kids.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
for you. When we look at the verses that Allah mentioned the word of ihsan toward your parents or husna, they are five. And the scholars explain, like we are obligated to pray five times a day, we are obligated to be kind and nice toward our parents in the same level of the prayer. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not combine between worshipping Him and anything else except to be kind and nice toward your parents. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Your Lord enjoined you not to worship anyone except Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be kind and nice toward your parents. وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not make partner with him. And وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. In all kind of command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain for us to encourage us to be kind and nice toward our parents, dads and moms. We will never find a single word in the Quran to encourage parents to take care of their children, because it's a natural way for parents to raise and to take care of their children. But we do have a lot of verses in the Quran encourage children to take care of their parents and to be kind and to nice toward their parents. Because the children, they might forget when they grow, when they become adult, when they become busy in their life, when they have their own life, when they have the children and they become busy, and they might forget what their parents did for him or for her. What should we do for our parents, even if they are alive or if they passed away? We have to make dua for them. The first action or the first thing that we need to do for our parents to make supplication for them. And to make supplication even more than ourselves. When we look at the reality, Allah, He is the main purpose for us. He created us. He is the main purpose for us to be in this life. And our parents, the physical main purpose for us to be in this life. And this is why Allah did not combine any other person with himself in the same level to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be kind to other people except our parents. Because only two of them, Allah and our parents, are the main purpose for us to be here in this life. And when we deal with our friends or our children or our wives or anybody else, we have to have different way and very kind and nice way to treat them. The first thing we should do to make supplication, make dua for them, while sujood. When you do supplication for yourself, don't forget your mom, and don't you forget your dad. Start with them. Ask Allah in the same way that He taught us. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, shower them with your mercy as they raised me, and they had a mercy upon me when I was a child. And the second action we do need to do, to make donation in behalf of them. Well, if they are alive or dead, it's okay. But just when you have a masjid, or when you have Islamic school, when you have a project will benefit the society, write their names in this project. Make them happy that you will donate under their names. It's not under your name. You honoring your parents more than yourself. This is the second one, to donate in behalf of them. To host them or to have dating with them. Somebody will take it in wrong way. Like we have dating with our wives or even with our children, with our friends sometimes. Nothing wrong to have dating with our parents. My dad, I will be glad to go out with you to have some time together. My mom, I wish if you accept my invitation and take them or one of them and go somewhere else, have dating with them. You know, for dating, Subhanallah, I have a story. It's not long time ago, but it's really helped me a lot to understand some situation we did not pay attention for it. There is a young man. He told his wife, I'm so sorry. I'm dating with the other woman. I know you will be mad with me, but I can't say no for her. And she was mad. She said, do you know any other lady more than me? And he said, it's my mom. And she came down and she relaxed. And he took his mom out. He went to a restaurant. I'm not encouraging you to choose the very fancy, expensive restaurant, but at least just help her out to feel that you do care about her or you do care about your dad. And he went to the restaurant and he grabbed the menu. She couldn't read because she became very old. And she said, I used to teach you and I used to read for you when you were young. He said, Mom, don't worry, I will read for you. And he asked her what she likes to eat. And he said, I need to pay or to return back some of the rights that you showered me when I was young. And he narrated the story by himself. He mentioned the story by himself. And he was only a boy for this lady. And he said, we spend the time together, we forget the time until midnight. Subhanallah. Some of us, when we have a meeting with our parents, we just rush ourselves to finish that just quickly. Because he wants to go to his friends or his wife or his children. And we need to spend more time with our parents. And he said, we spend the time until midnight, until the people in the restaurant, they told them we need to close. Subhanallah. Can you see how deep the level of love between him and his mom? And they left the restaurant, and she told him, oh my son, you do not know how I was so happy when you asked me to go in dating with me. But I will go with you in the second time, but it will be on me. If you agree, we're gonna agree together. He said, okay, Mom, whatever you wish, I will make it for you. And he dropped her off into her place, and he went back to his children and his wife. And after a few days, his mom passed away with a heart attack. And this is not the surprise. The surprise will come later. And he said, I become busy to prepare her body and just to wash her body and to bury her. And after a few days, I received a letter from the same restaurant that they had dating together. And he found a card inside the envelope. And she wrote her name and she wrote a small sentence for him. And he told him, oh my son, you do not know how I was so happy in that day, but I know I will not be here in future. I reserve two tickets for you and your wife. And she signed, I love you, my son. And he said, in this moment, I realized what love does mean for me. This is the word. We might hear a lot of people say to their, I love you, dad. I love you, mom. I love you, son. I love you, daughter. But we say it by our tongues. We did not practice the love in between ourselves. We need to increase the level of love, especially between us and our parents. And this is the surprise. You know, subhanAllah, he didn't know she will die. And he took her out to the restaurant. Yeah. Can you imagine if he did not make it for his for her? He will blame himself for the rest of his life. And we are dating, you know, in often time, but we need to select the people that we will be happy in their presence. And our parents have more right than anybody else around us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combined them with himself in the same level, in the same verse, in the same place in the Quran. Just I don't like to take long time about this point. We need to move on. Also, to kiss their heads and their hands in often time. Some of us might be shy to kiss his dad's head or his dad's hand. Why you shy? من تواضع لله رفعه. Whosoever he humiliate himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. And when you do that out of love, out of respect for your parents. You know, if your dad or your mom away from you, don't forget to call them. Like we pray, and this is when we look at the Quran, the word of ihsan or husna, Allah mentioned them 5 times, which is the same time that we have to pray every single day. To pray to Allah and to be kind to your parents. And when we look at ihsan, just to understand why Allah chose the word of ihsan or husna, when we go back a little bit to see the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Indeed, Allah enjoined you with the justice, to be just, and ihsan. What is the meaning of justice? Justice to give every single person his right. And to take only your right. But how about ihsan? It's more than justice. Ihsan, this is why Gabriel, peace be upon him, when he asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me about Islam. What is the meaning of Islam? And he replied to him, to believe in Allah to say, no, there is no one has right to be worshipped but Allah, and to believe that Muhammad Rasulullah, and to perform prayers, and to give almost given, and to fast Ramadan, and to perform pilgrimage. These are 5. And tell me about Iman, faith, and to believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and His decree, and the hereafter. And أخبرني عن الإحسان, which is the top. It's more than Islam, more than Iman, which is the top, إحسان. أخبرني عن الإحسان. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه. To worship Allah like you seeing Him. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. If you know that you will not able to see Allah, you have to know that He is seeing you. And you will perfect your ibadah. You will perfect your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will come back again to the word of ihsan, that Allah choose to deal with your parents with ihsan. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Because the parents, they have more right than anybody else. If you deal with the other people with the justice, and this is the lower requirement to deal with the people, to give every person his or her right, and to take only your right, not more than your right. But ihsan, to give people more than their rights, and to take for yourself less than your right. This is ihsan, it's not adl. How about birr? Birr, which is in the top of ihsan. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention in any verse of the Quran to have birr to your parents, except for the messengers and the prophet only. When Allah talked about Prophet Yahya, Jonah, peace be upon him,
وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا شقيا. He was kind toward his parents. And the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, وبرا بوالدتي ولم يجعلني جبارا شقيا. سبحان الله. Because if Allah commanded us to deal with the bill with our parents, no one of us will pass. And Allah just commanded us to deal with the higher commanded, which is ihsan. To deal with them with the ihsan. And ihsan, to give more than their rights. If you deal with everybody with the justice, you need to deal with your parents more than justice, which is ihsan. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us kind and nice toward our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to deal with them in very nice way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to pay back to them whatever we can to appreciate what they have done for us when we were young. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, just I would like to conclude my speech today with that some advices for us. Don't feel shy when you humiliate yourself to your parents. You have to feel proud of yourself, because this is the big gate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for us to enter into paradise through our parents. And it's really confusing for somebody who has a chance to enter into paradise, but he rejected. He did not take advantage. He's passing by paradise and he refused to enter into paradise. When we remember, there is a lot of ahadith from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, when he was climbing on the member and he said, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Oh Allah, accept from me. And the companions asked him, what that means when you say Ameen, Ameen, Ameen? And he said, just for our topic today, he said, رَضِمَ أَنْفُمْ رِئِمْ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ وَالِدَيْهِ أَوْ أَحَدُهُمَا وَلَمْ يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Subhanallah. You do not need a lot of good deeds. You do not need a lot of salah. You do not need a lot of siyam. You only need to be kind and nice to your parents. If you pray a regular prayers, if you do an obligatory fasting, and you do an obligatory action, you will be in the safe side. If you do good actions toward your parents, and to make dua for them as much as you can. Because the Quran encouraged us. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. Say, oh my Lord, shower them with your mercy. It's encouragement from Allah Azza wa Jal. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. And when you make donation, while if they are alive or not, just happy to make their names before your name. In behalf of your dad, in behalf of your mom, be happy. Teach your children. Birru abaakum, hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Birru abaakum, taburrukum abnaakum. Be kind toward your parents and your children will be kind toward you. And I was reading the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Subhanallah, it's really so hard if we understand the meaning and we did not practice the meaning.
of the hadith. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if you force your parents or if you make them mad to cry, this is from huquq, from disobedience. And how many of us really, and even other hadith, I was surprised when I read it. If you stare your eyes toward your parents, this is from the kind of uquq. It's not from the bir. How many of us looked up to our parents in the same level and we did not blink our eyes? Subhanallah. You try to show them that you are in power. You are stronger than them. Who you are? Subhanallah. You are nothing without their help. You are nothing without their care. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always repeated for us to remember, to be kind and to be nice toward our parents. Please, my request, my humble request, if you have your mom in town, and I choose the topic to be honest because I hear a lot of bad stories, and I emphasize it for all of us. It might be the last call for some of us. Just we need to wake up. We need to understand the importance of their presence. To have your dad or your mom next to you, wallahi, it's a lot of blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you out as long as you care about your dad or about your mom. Even if they're still around or if they passed away, you can do it in your way. And make sure that you will not go to your bed before you see their happiness. Ask them, هل أنت راضي عني يا أبي؟ هل أنت راضي عني يا أمي؟ Subhanallah. It shows the kind word, يا أبي, يا أبتي. And make sure you will not sleep. How come that you will enjoy your sleep and your mom is not happy with you? Or your dad is not happy with you? How come? How you will teach your children to be respectful for you? We are lying when we act that we are humble, we are pious, we are righteous, and we cut off our parents. We did not talk to them. We did not visit them. We did not help them out. How come? We are cheating ourselves. We are deceiving ourselves. My humble request, if you have your mom in town, please don't go back to your house. Go to her house first. Kiss her head and kiss her hand and tell him, please forgive me. I did wrong against you. You know, رِضَى الرَّبْ مِنْ رِضَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Allah will be happy with you if your parents are happy with you. It's simple way. If your parents are not happy, nothing will intercede for you. Nothing will help you out. And if your mom or your dad back home, please call them today, right after Salah. Ask him, ask her, ask them, are you happy with me? Hear from them, yes, we are happy. They will be witnesses with you in the Day of Judgment. They will intercede. They will make shafa'ah for you. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ. If your dad or your mom are pious and your iman is not good 100%, you will be lucky, because they will elevate you in their level in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather all of us with our parents, with our beloved ones in paradise, with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lamna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وغائبنا وشاهدنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا، واغفر لأبائنا وأمهاتنا
واغفر لنسائنا وأبنائنا وبناتنا واغفر لمن له حق علينا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا سووا صفوفكم وتراصوا أتموا الصف الأول ثم الذي يليه وإن كان هناك نقص فليكن في الصف المؤخر صلوا صلاة مودع الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a quick announcement, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow we will have our lecture about the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam between Maghrib and Isha, which is the third Saturday of each month. And the first and the third Saturday, it will be tomorrow inshallah, between Maghrib and Isha in the masjid. And we will have Quran Institute at 2 p.m. on Sunday inshallah azza wa jal. And the Quran Institute will be cancelled for the break of the winter inshallah. And today we have Brother Abdul Rauf, Afghani brother. He passed away last night. He's from Afghanistan and his family in the town, and he passed away.